A top defense official from the United States sent a warning to North Korea, reasserting Washington's military commitment to South Korea. Deputy Secretary of Defense Ashton Carter visited Seoul Monday during his tour to U.S. allied nations in Asia. Carter claimed that Washington's military backing of Seoul would not be affected by the current U.S. budget cuts, despite the ongoing debates.
In particular, we remain steadfast to our commitment to extended deterrence offered by the U.S. nuclear umbrella, and will ensure that all of its capabilities remain available to the alliance.
The Pentagon announced its plans last week to spend $1 billion to add 14 interceptors to its missile system in response to what it called faster than anticipated progress by North Korea on its nuclear and missiles program. Tensions on the Korean Peninsula have heightened in recent weeks as Pyongyang vowed retaliation in response to combined military training by South Korean U.S. forces following newly adopted U.N. sanctions on North Korea. Analysts in South Korea, however, point out that North Korea's weapons program has been a means of communication with the U.S., which Washington also acknowledges.
North Korea is trying to get the attention of the U.S. and the Obama administration by using the nuclear card, sending messages of wanting negotiations to build a new peace treaty under the table. They are requesting direct talks, threatening to attack the U.S., but showing their will to talk. Washington knows Pyongyang's intentions, and it is unlikely that the U.S. will fall for North Korea's strategy.
Still, Deputy Secretary Carter also noted that strategic bombers are joining the military exercises.
Amid rising tensions with Pyongyang, the Pentagon highlighted Washington's use of nuclear-capable B-52 bombers during its joint military drills with Seoul and South Korea. The bombers, capable of launching nuclear-armed cruise missiles, flew over South Korea earlier this month and are scheduled for another training mission this week.
North Korea has labeled the combined military exercises by the U.S. and South Korea as rehearsals for invasion.
The army and the people of the DPRK will blow up all the strongholds and bases of the aggressors and provocateurs that are fond of playing with fire, which they have declared before. The disturbers of peace, war provokers, and masters of civil conflict can never find shelter to escape our just strike.
North Korea says the war games by the joint forces have nullified the armistice that ended the 1953 Korean War. Joseph Kim, Press TV, Seoul.